And was there any zoning at that time?
No. In fact, while we were here, and very fortunately for Stowe, two men who came to town decided that we needed to have some sort of zoning. And they were able to get it passed. That was Larry Heath, who had the Edson Hill Manor, and Denning Miller, whose mother was Alice Dewar Miller, who wrote The White Cliffs of Dover. He came here. He had a private home. But he and Larry were the ones who managed to get the town to vote on and accept zoning. And it was almost a last chance, because I think the local people were beginning to resent the activity that the newcomers were exercising in terms of government, and kept saying things like, nobody's going to tell me what I can put on my property. But we managed to do that eventually. And that was very fortunate. And that original thing has been modified, as you know. And that was the beginning of the town planning and zoning for the area.
In what year do you think that would have been, around approximately?
In the 50s, probably, early 50s. I guess. Because I just uncovered a letter. It wasn't the League of Women Voters in. It was a women's club in Stowe. And then that became the League of Women Voters. We joined the League of Women Voters.